Christian soldiers marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded, white, Christian, Israelite brothers and sisters. I'm Pastor Steve, and the show is Word for Word for Tuesday, October the 18th, 2016. We're going to be in the book of Ele Debarim. That means these are the words, better known as Deuteronomy. We're going to be covering chapters 29 and 30. So let's just get right into it. We had the blessings and the cursings in 27 and 28 yesterday, and we're going to get into Moshe speaking to all of Israel here in chapter 29, reminding them of what went on before. So let's get into that with verse 1 of chapter 29. And called Moshe to all Israel and said to them, you have seen all that did Yahweh in your sight in the land of Mitzrayim to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land, and the great tests that saw your eyes, the signs and those great wonders. And has not given to you Yahweh a mind, 38:20, that's literally the heart, to know, and eyes to see, and ears to hear until this day? I have led you 40 years in the wilderness, and your clothing has not grown old, 108:6, upon you, and your shoes have not grown old upon your feet. Yahweh maintained all their clothing and shoes. It didn't wear out. And bread you have not eaten, and wine or strong drink you have not drunk, so that you might know that I am Yahweh Elohechem. That's Yahweh speaking through Moshe. Moshe is not saying that he is Yahweh. Yahweh is using him as a voice box. And when you came into this place, Sihon the king of Heshbon and Og the king of Bashan met us for battle, and we smote them. And we took their land and gave it for an inheritance to the Reubeni and the Gadi and to the half-tribe of Menashe. That was on the other side of the Jordan River. And verse 7, you can reference part A, Numbers 21:21 through 30. And part B, Numbers 21:31 through 35. Therefore, keep the words of this covenant and do them, so that you may prosper in all that you do. You stand this day, all of you, before Yahweh Elohechem, your chiefs of your tribes, your elders, and your officers, all the men of Israel. And your little ones, 29:45, your wives, and the sojourner that is within your camp. The sojourner here would be as witnesses only. They're not part of the covenant people. They are of the mixed multitude. So it would be alien sojourner. From the hewer of your wood to the drawer of your water. These were the slaves. Okay, they were not of the covenant people. That you pass over into the covenant of Yahweh Elohechah, into the oath, 4:23, that Yahweh Elohechah makes with you this day. This is a refreshing of the covenant. Pardon me for just a second here. I got to get a hit of coffee. Ah, yes. And back to it. Verse 12. So that he may establish, that 6965, literally make to stand. So that he may establish you today as a people. And you he shall, and to you he shall be Elohim. As he spoke to you, as that he swore to your forefathers, okay, to Abraham, to Yitzchak, and to Jacob. Okay. Nor with you alone, 905, do I make this covenant and this oath, but with those that exist, 3426, here, 6311, with us to stand today before Yahweh Eloheinu, and with those that are not here with us today. He's speaking of the Israelites that are to come. Okay? He's speaking to Israel only. He's not speaking to the alien sojourners. Okay. And with those that are not with us here today, because you know that we have dwelled in the land of Mitzrayim, and that we passed through the nations that you passed through. And you have seen their abominations, 8251, and their idols, 1544, wood and stone, silver and gold, that were among them. Lest there exist with you a man, or a woman, or a clan, or a tribe, that their hearts turn away today from Yahweh Eloheinu to walk after and serve the Elohe, that means the gods of, these nations. Lest there exist among you a root, 8328, that's R-O-O-T, that bears 6509, gall, 7219, that's bitterness, and wormwood, 3939, that's poison hemlock. So it was poison. Bitterness and poison. And on verse 17, it shows that 7219 and 3939 are figuratives. And it might be, when he hears the words of these curses, that he blesses himself in his heart, saying, peace shall be with me, though in the stubbornness of my mind I walk, that I may snatch away, 5595, the watered, 7302, and the thirsty ground, 6774. Both the well-watered garden, 7302, is a watered garden, and the thirsty ground, the dry ground, that's thirsting for knowledge. Okay, these are metaphors. He's going to try to turn them away. That person would try to turn them away to these alien gods. Yahweh will not spare him, because then shall smoke, 6225, the anger of Yahweh and his jealousy, 7068, against that man, and shall lie, 7257, upon him all the curses that are written in this scroll, and shall blot out, 4229, Yahweh, his name from under the sky. That's pretty heavy. Verse 20, and shall separate, 914, him, Yahweh, for harm, 7451, from all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this scroll of the Torah, shall say the generation of children that shall rise up after you, and the racial alien, 5237, that comes from a land far away and sees the plagues of that land and the sickness that has made Yahweh there, sulfur and salt and burning is the whole land. And it is not sown, 2232, and does not produce, 6779, nor comes up any grass, 6212, like the overthrow, 4114, of Sedom, 5467, and Amorah, 6017, that's Sodom and Gomorrah, and Admah, 126, and Zeboiim, 6636, that overthrew, 2015, Yahweh in his anger and rage, 2534. Shall say all the nations, now these are non-Israelite nations, upon what grounds has Yahweh done to this land? Why the heat of this great anger? In verse 23, you can reference Genesis 19, verse 24, and 25, verse 3. And shall say men, over that they forsook the covenant of Yahweh, Elohe of their fathers, that's divine being of their forefathers, that he made with them when he brought them forth from the land of Mitzrayim. And they went and served other Elohim and prostrated before them, Elohim that they did not know and had no portion in. Those are the pagan gods. And was kindled, 2734, the anger of Yahweh upon this land to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this scroll. This is a warning that he's given. Don't do these things or this is what's going to happen. And rooted them out, 5428, Yahweh, from upon the soil, that's 127, the actual physical land, in anger and rage, 2534, and in great wrath, 7110, and cast them, 7993, into another land as this day. We're in dispersion. We have been cast out. Yahweh doesn't lie. The hidden, 5641, things are Yahweh Eloheinu's. That Eloheinu means your divine being. Or our divine being, actually. Eloheinu, nu is possessive plural. Eloheinu's. But the revealed 1540 things are ours and our children until everlasting, so that we may do all the words of this Torah. Verse 13 here makes it clear that only those descended from Abraham, Yitzchak, and Jacob were part of the covenant. We are to be a set-apart people. Now, these aliens were to be as witnesses, because he wanted all the alien lands around them to see what he did and to fear his holy name and his chosen people. Well, we as chosen people have stopped using his name except for the remnant, which is growing, those of Christian identity. And a few of the very small group of churches out there that have come to use the name of Yahweh and Yeshua, they're coming around gradually. When they finally get it that the Jews are not really Israel and the Caucasian people are, then they'll be Christian identity along with the rest of us. It's happening. It's happening. And here is chapter 30. This is a much longer chapter. So we're going to go through this. It's 20 verses. Well, actually, it's a shorter chapter, pardon me. But there's a lot of things in here that need to be expanded and commented on. Verse 1 of chapter 30, "It shall be, when come upon you all these things, the blessing and the curse that I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind in all the nations where has banished," 5080, "you, Yahweh Eloheka," there. That's now, folks. We have been banished out of the land that was sworn to our forefathers because of apostasy. That huge little two-letter word, "if," has come into play. If you do these things, if you obey. We haven't been doing the "if." We've got the other "if." Okay, and then here's verse 2. This is important. He's speaking to us today in this verse. "And you shall return to Yahweh Eloheka, and shall listen to his voice as to all that I command you today, you and your children, with all your heart and all your inner being." He's speaking of the remnant that has returned to Yahweh worship through Yeshua, our kinsman redeemer. Okay, he's speaking of us. "Then Yahweh Eloheka shall return you from your captivity," 7622, "and have compassion," 7355, "and return and gather," 6908, "you from all the peoples were scattered, 6327, "you, Yahweh Eloheka," there. We are scattered all over. And he is gathering us in spirit and physically. People are coming together at the feasts. We're keeping the feast. And we assemble, even though they are small assemblies. That's what a remnant is. It's a small part of the whole. And the other people that refuse to keep the feast will not be part of this covenant because they opt out. Oh no, we're not gonna follow this. That's all passed away. That's what the Judeo-Christian churches are teaching. It's all passed away. It was all nailed to the cross. We don't have to worry about that old book. We're New Testament Christians. Well, the New Testament testifies only to the Old Testament. And the Old Testament is a testimony of what is coming, which will be the new covenant with Yeshua Messiah. It's a shadow of what has come. He has fulfilled all the animal sacrifices. We don't have to do that. But he does command that we obey. And if we don't keep the feast, we are not obedient. And only those that keep the feasts will be part of the covenant. And I keep trying to get you fence sitters out there off that fence. That's the only purpose of this show. is to knock the fence sitters off the fence on the side of Yahweh. Actually, not knock you, you have to jump off willingly. It has to be a willing thing. You have to want to return to Him through Yeshua Messiah. That is your door, the door to the Father. You have to walk through that door that He opened. That's the point of this show. Go through that door. I want you with us. I don't want you to go into the lake of fire. Because there's going to be a resurrection. Some will be resurrected to eternal life. Some to eternal separation from Yahweh, which is a horrible thing. And you will be a goat instead of a sheep of His pasture. Under the Good Shepherd. He will not know you. Doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. I'm a perfect example of imperfection. I know all about sin because I was so good at it. But I have rejected that life. I was a very imperfect person. And I still have imperfections and will as long as I'm in this flesh temple. But I fight it every day. I'm at war with my own being. That's just how it is. And He expects that. He just wants a conscientious effort on our part. That's what He's looking for. Verse 3. Verse 4. If you have been driven out, 5080, to outermost 7097 parts of the sky, from there shall gather you Yahweh Eloheka, and from there He will fetch you. 3947, that's to take. He will take you from there into the remnant. Doesn't matter where you are on this planet, folks. If you're hearing this and you want to be part of this covenant and you want to return to pure Yahweh worship and call upon His name instead of the Lord, do so. If you believe that Jesus was the Redeemer, His Hebrew name is Yeshua. So when you hear me speak of Yeshua, you will understand that Jesus is a mistranslation in the Greek. And really, it was just something they put in because they didn't have anything that corresponded to the sound of Yeshua in the Greek, so they put Jesus, which eventually became Jesus. But His name is Yeshua, which means Yah is salvation. Yah saves. Okay? And that's what Yah has done. Yah is an epithet for Yahweh. It's a shortening. And it means Yahweh. Yahweh is our Savior. And will bring you Yahweh Eloheka to the land that possessed your forefathers, and you shall possess it. And He will do you good, 3190, and multiply you more than your forefathers. Okay, that's coming. We're not back there yet. The remnant hasn't been replaced in that land. He's going to place us in a new land where New Jerusalem will be, and that's more than likely going to be the continent of North America, because it fits all the descriptions in the book of Revelations, where the barren land of the Middle East, where Israel lie is, does not fit. And old Jerusalem will never be rebuilt. We wouldn't all fit there anyway. And will circumcise, 4135, Yahweh Eloheka, your heart, 3824. That's in a figurative sense as a renewing of the covenant. And the hearts of your seed line to love 157, Yahweh Eloheka, with all your heart and all your inner being, so that you may live. Okay? You will live in Yahweh. You will not be destroyed with the second death. Verse 7, and will put Yahweh Eloheka all these curses upon your hated enemies and upon those who hate you, 8130, and that persecuted you, 7291. All right, we're being persecuted as a remnant right now. Our people are hated and persecuted. And when Yahshua returns, all those curses will be placed upon them. We will be vindicated and found innocent because of the blood that Yahshua Messiah shed for us to permanently cover over our sins if we call upon Him and believe on Him and obey Him. Oh, that terrible word, obey. Verse 8, and you shall return and listen to the voice of Yahweh and do all His commandments that I command you today. Did not Yahshua say, if you love me, keep my commandments? In the New Testament, quoting this verse, the Son of Yahweh said that, if you love me, keep my commandments. He taught Torah. He didn't teach churchianity. He didn't teach running to an altar and making a big show. He taught Torah because He gave us the Torah through Moshe. Verse 9. And will make you plenteous, 3498. Yahweh Eloheka, and every work, 4639, of your hands, in the fruit of your womb, and in the fruit of your beast, and in the fruit of your soil, for good, 2896, for shall return Yahweh Eloheka to rejoice, 7797, over you for good, as it rejoiced over your forefathers. Did not we have prosperity in this country when we were a Christian nation? And has not that prosperity evaporated now that we have come under this new apostasy, back and forth and back and forth? And we still have some Christian people here that want to obey the law, but the government of this country does not want to obey Yahweh's law. The government, the Zionist occupational government, hates Yahweh and is in rebellion against Him because they were never His people. They try to impersonate us and claim our name, but they can never be Israel. You cannot be Israel unless you are born Israel. There is no spiritual Israel. I'm sorry. Yeshua said, I come not but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the ones that were in dispersion. That's us. Yahweh said, I will come back to you if you come back to me. I will bless you again. But right now is the gateway to the tribulation. We're in the time of Jacob's trouble. And we've got all these horrible things happening all over the world. And we've got voices crying in the wilderness here at EFR, trying to exhort the remnant those that have not jumped off the fence into Yahweh's camp and covenant, trying to get the fence sitters off the fence. Willingly. It has to be willing. You can't force people to do it. Can't shove it down their throat. Can't threaten them. They have to do it because they want to do it, because they truly believe in their heart. And if they really don't believe it in their heart, it's not going to do any good. All those say, oh yeah, I love Jesus. And then they go out and they're messing around with somebody else's wife, or they're going to a bar and picking up some floozy. Or they're smoking dope, or they're doing this, or they're doing that. And it's just words. Because it says in Scripture, all these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. He wants your heart. Completely. He wants you to absolutely just come all the way over to Him. Get rid of your Talmud vision. Get it out of your house. Don't let it teach your children all the filth and violence and perversion that it teaches them. Get it out of there. Oh, my kids will complain. So what? Do you run your house or do your kids run your house? Oh, but they'll whine. Hey, either you're in charge or you're not. Man up. No more TV, no more video games. You understand? Don't want to hear your mouth. You have to raise your children, not let them grow up by weeds or as weeds. Make them wheat, not tares. Because that Talmud vision and the video games is where a lot of the problems with the children come from today. Because they were engineered and they are controlled by the adversary's children. So you have to man up and take charge of your family, you husbands and fathers. And you have to treat your wives with respect, because they are the nurturers of the family, the healers, the caregivers. They're not to be walked on or punched on. They're not a punching bag. You should honor your wives, and they will honor you. It's something that you should think on. Our women are very, very important. Our Israelite women. Read Proverbs 31. Okay? Please, read Proverbs 31. Do it together, man and wife. This tells you how your wife should be. Very, very beautiful passage. Verse 11 of chapter 30. Because this command you that I command you today is not too difficult, 6381, for you, neither is it far off, 7350. Now, verses 12 through 14, you can reference Romans chapter 10, verses 6 through 8. Verse 12. Is it not in the sky, so you say? Who shall go up for us to the sky and take it for us so that we may hear it and do it? Verse 13. Neither is it beyond, 5676, the sea. So you say, who shall pass over to beyond the sea for us and take it for us that we may hear it and do it? Verse 14. But very near to you is the Word, capital W, in your mouth and in your mind to do it. You know what's right. In other words, written on your heart. You can say it. You can teach it to others. That's why it's in your mouth. And it's in your mind, so you can think on it and do it. You can speak of it and you can do it. Verse 15. See, I have set before you today life, 2416, and goodness, 2896, or death, 4194, and evil, 7451. It's a choosing. You have to choose life and goodness or death and evil. That applies today as much as it did right then. You have to make a conscious, willing choice. Are you going to choose apostianity in the world? Or are you going to choose Yahweh? Verse 16. In that I command you today to love Yahweh Eloheka and to walk in His way and to keep His commandments and statutes and judgments, so you may live and multiply and shall bless you, Yahweh Eloheka, in the land that you go there to possess. Because they hadn't passed over the Jordan River yet. Here we go again with a horrible two-letter word. Verse 17. But if turns away your heart and you do not listen and are thrust away, 5080, and prostrate to other Elohim and serve them, anything but Yahweh, if you put anything before Yahweh, it is an idol. Yahweh first. Always first. Verse 18, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish and shall not lengthen, 7:48, your days upon the soil that you pass over the Jordan, that's the Jordan River, to go there to possess. He's warning the people right there that if you do not continue in Yahweh worship, you're not going to make it. Well, this is prophecy. That horrible little two-letter word, if, has caught up with us. And it's still here beating us over the head. If you obey. Verse 19. This is very poetic. I called a witness, 5749, against you today, the sky and the land, that life and death I have set before you, blessings and curses. So choose, 977, life, so that you may live, you and your seed line. Spiritual life or spiritual death? Physical life and physical death. Your seed line be alive, your seed line be spiritually living in Yahweh and physically obeying Yahweh. Teach that to your children. Replace the video games in your house with scripture lessons to your children. Get rid of that satanic stuff and start teaching your family. We can't do this for you. You have to do it for yourselves. Teach your family of the words of Yahweh. You have to love them enough to be a leader. You cannot let children grow up on their own. They will just be wild. And we see that in the world today. Verse 20. And love Yahweh Eloheka and listen to His voice and cleave, 1692, to Him, for He is your life and the length, 753 of your days, that you may dwell upon the soil that swore Yahweh to your forefathers, to Abraham, to Yitzchak, and to Jacob, to give to them. Well, we didn't obey, and we got kicked out. A hard lesson. But he keeps promising us that if we return and be obedient, that he will bless us again. And we see a remnant returning. Not a big one, that we're 100,000 people in the street all preaching at once, but little groups, because it's going to be small. We just had a whole bunch of little groups all over the country, here and in Great Britain and all over where Israel lives, all the Israel nations, keeping the Feast of Tabernacles. 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 10, 15 people multiplied by all these congregations under all these Christian identity pastors and some of the churchianity too that say keep the feasts. They've got one foot in the door, they just haven't walked all the way through yet. All these faithful people in small numbers that are very sincere, that travel distances to assemble and keep these feasts, or they keep them in their backyard with their family, put up a sukkot, put up a booth, a brush shelter, and the neighbors think they're weird, but it sparks their interest and maybe they'll listen. They do it, even though the rest of society around them isn't doing it. They're doing it. They make the effort. They stand out. Okay, they're supposed to stand out. We are a set apart people. We are to be different, set apart, outstanding, not the same as the rest of the people in the land. That's what being set apart and dedicated to Yahweh means. I mean, you walk past my door, down all these doors in this apartment building, and you come down, and you're walking down toward the end of the hall, and there's this door on your left-hand side, and it's got a thing with Hebrew writing on it, and it's got a little wood box, and it's got the Hebrew writing in that little wood box, and it's numbered 1 through 10, and it's the 10 words. It's the 10 commandments that we are to post on our doorposts and gates to our houses. Every outside door on the doorpost is to have the Ten Commandments on it, even if it's in small letters, because it lets people know that an Israelite lives there. It is a sign to other people. And somebody will ask you, what in the heck is that on your door? Well, that's the 10 words of Yahweh. That's the 10 commandments. They've made them take them down off public property. Who has done that? What people have made the 10 commandments be removed from our public buildings? And if they are our buildings, then they are our doorposts. And we should have those Ten Commandments on our buildings, but they have taken them over. They have been stolen from us by the children, the physical seed line of the adversary. The haters of Yahweh have caused this to happen. And they've got the thugs with guns to back it up right now. Okay? We understand that. I understand. I get it. Been there, done that. I get it. How many people have gone to jail over it? People post them in their front yards. And they hate them for that. But they can't make them take it down because it's private property. It's not public property. And I applaud the people that do that. Put a great big thing in your front yard with the Ten Commandments. And spit in the adversary's eye. You go. That's great. Do it. I'm right there. I'm with you. I'm doing it too. And if you say you love Yahweh, but you don't do His commandments, and you're giving Him lip service. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. He wants your hearts. He wants you to love Him with all your hearts and place Him first. Yahweh first, like I always say. Yahweh first, above everything. If anything gets between you and Yahweh, get it out of your life. It is interfering with your spiritual well-being. And that is all you're going to take with you out of this plane of existence. When you lay down to sleep, the final sleep, if you're not here when Yeshua comes and get eternal life, if you lay down to sleep in the dust, in other words, you die, all that's going with you is your soul, the temple that you formerly inhabited, depending on where you are on the planet, may or may not be embalmed and buried, or it may be cremated, or whatever. But the physical components will return from whence they came. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. When Yeshua comes, if you are sleeping, you will rise first, and those components will be reconstituted by Yahweh, who made the entire universe and controls everything, and He will give you a new body that will never break down, won't grow old, you won't lose your teeth, won't need glasses, won't need hearing aids, you won't have bad knees and arthritis. You will have a glorified body like Yeshua had when He came out from that tomb and rose from the dead and conquered death. He rose from the dead and conquered death for us, so death is conquered. We will be resurrected if we are sleeping to presence of Yahweh forever. Not unpresence of Yahweh forever. We won't suffer the second death, but there will be many that will. All of Adam kind will be resurrected and judged. Well, how long will that take? There is no long at that point. There is no time at that point. You see, we are bound by time in these bodies today, so we have a certain period of time, quote unquote, to measure our progress. It gives us a reference point as to where we are spiritually. That time period does not apply to the divine. Yahweh is not bound by time. Neither is Yeshua. neither are the messengers of Yahweh. Only we in the physical plane of our earthly existence right now are stuck with this time stuff. This is a testing ground and a choosing ground, and a ground where we will be tried by fire. And those that make it through the tribulation and don't lose faith will get the eternal life. But if you give up, I give up. I'm going to go their way because I just can't. He hasn't come back and he may never come back. And I just don't believe that anymore. And falling away in faith. Pastor Mullett is doing a series of sermons on that. Falling away. A lot of people are falling away. Churches are declining. Churches are closing. Because people see what they're teaching, which is not what Yahweh taught, and they're not following it. It just doesn't connect. Because they're not giving the true story. They're not giving the truth. They are a business, a lot of them. Not all. That word all is very dangerous to use. But most, okay? A predominance among them. We have to come out from among them. In other words, don't believe their lies because they're not teaching you the Torah, which has not passed away. Yeshua said, not one jot or tittle of the Torah shall fail until heaven and earth pass away. It hasn't passed away. Okay? You're hearing me, therefore you're still here. It hasn't passed away. He didn't come to destroy the Torah, but to fulfill it. All of this promise that's in this Old Testament is being fulfilled. It's not complete yet. The sacrificial part is fulfilled. It's done. But the rest of this Torah, while you're in this flesh temple that you're in, applies to you. All of it, the food laws, the feast, the fast of the day of propitiation or atonement, if you must. All of that applies. The keeping of the Shabbat day applies. All these little laws that are in here, the wearing of beards by Israelite men. A lot of us have beards, but a lot of us don't. They're clean shaven. That's not right. You're supposed to have a beard. Sorry. It's all through the scriptures, many, many passages. I'm not going to go do a whole list of beard verses. It's in there. Read the book. Short hair on men, long hair on women. Men dressing like men, not cross-dressing. Women dressing like women, not cross-dressing. No race mixing. No bestiality. No sodomy. That's homosexuality. None of that. You don't use the name of Yahweh frivolously. If you're speaking of Yahweh and you're praying to Yahweh and you're praising Yahweh, that's proper use of the name of Yahweh. You're teaching your children, Yahweh said this through Moshe. That's proper use. That's right. That's a good thing. He gave us this name so we could call upon it. Because if we call upon the Lord, who are we praying to? He hears you when you pray to Him. Oh, Father Yahweh. And who did who did Yeshua Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One, pray to? Our Father who art in heaven. Who is our Heavenly Father but Yahweh? You pray to Him. Those who call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Not the Lord, Yahweh. The Lord is a title. Mostly it's Adonai. Sometimes it's number 113, Adon. Master, Lord, owner. Baal, 1167, means Lord, possessor, owner, master in an evil sense. We are not to call him Baal. We are to call him Yahweh. Ishi, our husband, the bridegroom, Yeshua Messiah. The bride is Israel. And the smart virgins that have all the lamp oil they need are the remnant, and those that don't have the lamp oil and are foolish are going to be considered goats, not sheep of the pasture of our pastor, our shepherd, Yeshua. Warnings, 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 warnings. And all I can do is give these warnings and read this scripture for you to hear so that I hope you make a decision to jump off that fence willingly with whole heart and come back to worship Yahweh, our Father in heaven, as Yeshua taught us. That's all I can do is, as a man, I'm a man, and I'm breaking down. My flesh temple is falling apart. I'm just an old geezer reading the scripture and having a sip of coffee now and then. But I get great joy when I get an email or a response on Skype or something from somebody that hears and has made a decision. That is a huge victory for me in the name of my Redeemer. I have done Him a service, which is the whole purpose of my life at this point. To accumulate things that are going to pass away is frivolous. I don't care about stuff. I care about the souls of my brothers and sisters. Oh, we have little squabbles here and there. People believe this or they believe that. We have little things. It's all going to be worked out in the wash, and all will be revealed to us in all truth when Yeshua returns. We cannot divide ourselves over small things. We have to agree on the main thing. Yahweh is the divine being that created everything. Yahweh is our Father in heaven. Yahweh loved us so much that He manifested Himself as Yeshua to redeem us from our sins. And we are to be united in Him, working for Him, giving glory to Him, and urging others to do so also as our final commission. And everything else is frivolous. I will talk to you tomorrow when we do chapter 31 and 32. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and Shalom Aleichem to all my brothers and sisters.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus. Jesus going on this.